Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. A new justice has joined the state's highest court. Justice Gary Klingman was sworn in on Monday in Santa Fe to temporarily fill a seat vacated by Justice Edward L. Chavez. Chavez retired in March, and Klingman from Hobbs was recently appointed by Governor Susana Martinez. New Mexico voters will choose a candidate in the general election to permanently fill the seat. On the Tuesday Health Watch, the Food and Drug Administration says it's cracking down on selling certain e-cigarette devices to teenagers. They look like thumb drives, produce little plume, and smell like fruit or other flavorings. Products like this bother Dr. David Bayless. He runs the smoking cessation program at UT Southwestern Medical Center. Bayless talked with Sam Baker about regulation and the use of e-cigarettes or vaping.
We've been wanting the FDA to regulate these e-cigarettes because FDA now has control over nicotine, and many of us have been disappointed about how slow this process has been with the FDA. You have no idea what you're getting with e-cigs. There's so many different makers, so many different types. One of the things that we're asking for is much tighter regulation so people know exactly what they're getting and there's some reproducibility in what they're delivering to people.
Have you run into cases, though, of people trying to quit e-cigs who found themselves addicted to it?
So initially, we thought that e-cigs might be helpful in getting people to quit traditional cigarettes, but the data hasn't borne that out. What we found is that people are just using this as another nicotine delivery device, that they smoke in the morning at home. They can't smoke traditional cigarettes at work, so they use their e-cigs at work, and then they go home and smoke traditional cigarettes again. Mm-hmm. So they're just continuing their nicotine addiction with these e-cigs since they're a little more acceptable nowadays in public places, but they're not actually quitting.
Explain how the e-cigarette works.
And it's battery operated. You add a liquid that is nicotine, and it heats up this liquid and makes a vapor that is then inhaled and exhaled to the environment around them as well.
That's the name, vaping. Isn't there a perception out there, though, that somehow e-cigarettes or vaping is somehow less dangerous?
People feel like it's a safe alternative to smoking, but there are still many concerns with e-cigs. You know, we've done a great job overall at reducing the incidence of smoking in general, down from 46% in 1964 when the Surgeon General's report came out, down to probably less than 16%. So the incidence of smoking has been coming down. But the main concern we have, the use in our younger generation has skyrocketed with these e-cigs. We don't want smoking to be cool again, like it was a long time ago. And we're concerned it's going to get a generation hooked on nicotine, and it'll be a gateway drug that then they'll start using traditional cigarettes, be hooked on cigarettes, and be smokers.
Is there as much nicotine in an e-cigarette as a regular cigarette?
It's not the nicotine. It's that the combustible cigarette has a lot of poisons and toxins that you get by the combustion process. And so,
simply to make it work.
Correct. The e-cigs are probably safer, but they're still inhaling a vapor into your lungs and pollutants that you get into your lungs that we know are dangerous. There are known carcinogens, acetaldehyde, paraldehyde in e-cigs. With the heating process, there are some of these carcinogens that are released and that people are being exposed to and inhaling into their lungs.
That said then, government regulation, that takes time.
Absolutely.
So if you had your druthers then, if something could be done to address this issue of e-cigarettes, of vaping, what would a good first step be?
We just got Fort Worth to go completely smoke-free, which was very late in the game compared to the other major Dallas cities. Luckily, we were able to include not only traditional cigarettes, but also e-cigarettes in the smoking ban in Fort Worth. So including e-cigs along with traditional cigarettes in all of our smoking bans so that people can't use them in all the public places. Smokers typically start when they're young, so I think we should try to raise the age at which people can use both traditional cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Many places have raised the age from 18 to 21. And another concern that many parents may not know about, some people are adding other drugs to the e-cig. And so kids are sort of taking advantage of it and adding other drugs to e-cigs. And you may think, it's not so bad, they're only using e-cigs, but there may be other drugs in the liquid, and they're using the e-cig devices to deliver other drugs besides just nicotine. And that's another concern that we have with these devices.
So parents could exercise more control at home, maybe keep a lookout for what their kids are doing or using.
Absolutely.
Dr. Bayless, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.